This dish is quite a traditional Palestinian dish, particularly for coastal cities like Jaffa, being an old port city on the Mediterranean. I have memories of Teta talking about all the different fish that she would throw in the sayadiyeh, and sayadiyeh kind of means fished out, I guess, like caught in a fishnet or something like that. And she'd talk about fish that's called Sultan Ibrahim or lo'os. The dish is really quite simple. It's a rice dish that's similar to matlube. You would sort of cook it and then turn it upside down because this sort of interesting aesthetic when you're making rice dishes to have them looking like a bit of a cake. And then you can put nuts and serve the dish with like a salad, like tahiniyeh, which is tahini and parsley and garlic and salt and pepper, and it's sort of like got this sort of tangy deliciousness that really is quite sharp, and it tastes really good with the fish. Try and describe it to people like it's like a dry paella, but not quite. There's probably less ingredients, really. Onions, rice, fish, and spicing that all up is sort of the main thing. The spices added to sayadiyeh are mainly salt and pepper, curcum, which is turmeric, and cumin, and coriander, ground coriander, or you can also add fresh coriander a little bit. So as you're cooking the fish and you're frying a bit of onion, you're creating a kind of broth, so that broth is what you're making the rice with, so that it's really infusing all the flavors in there. And as you're adding the fish with the rice and cooking it as you would cook regular, like plain rice. And then what my grandma and my mum would do is make some extra fish that's just pan-fried to add on the top of the sayadiyeh sort of final part, so that you've got different textures. And you would add, so it would have fish and rice mixed in together with all the spices, and that's been slow cooked. And then you've got fish over the top that's been pan-fried and it's quite crunchy as well. So you've got something soft and juicy with the rice, and then something more crunchy, and you add lots of nuts as well, so to add to those textures. I feel like my grandmother's passed on this love to the Mediterranean and love of the sea to me, and the way she spoke about Jaffa like it was some kind of heavenly, perfect sort of dreamland that she couldn't return to, and that was her home, and that sense of heartbreak and loss was really always present in her story. The displacement and the forced exile she had to experience since 1948, despite the strength, still longed for a place, yet managed to create life elsewhere. It's kind of interesting thinking about how preserving memory or holding onto traditions or holding onto a particular recipe has become a sort of exercise in preserving a culture. Stories can be wrapped up in food or in certain dishes, and how that's been passed down and always taken me to this place that maybe it's a bit of a dreamland because I haven't quite Well, for a long time I didn't go there. I probably went there for the first time in my early 20s, and that was a real big deal. And you know, now 10 years later, finding myself traveling to Palestine and 48 territories and spending a lot of time thinking about how the land has been distorted by the occupation and how it feels like a whole nother country that has nothing to do with how my grandparents used to describe it, yet somehow there are still remnants of them there, and there's still an energy, or there's still a connection there, and the sea looks the same.